we've worked with creators to test out the product to see how their videos perform when they're not using our app and how their videos are performing when they do use our app to find trending sounds to add to their videos. And we found the performance is sometimes 3 times, 5 times, and even 10 times greater if you're using a trending sound in the background of your video.
Welcome to Biz Talk, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and brands who are using TikTok for business. And together, we bring you the top tips, insights, and secrets to skyrocket your TikTok account. So buckle up and get ready to become the next Biz Talker. Here's your host, Kyle Kaplanis.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Biz Talk. TikTok is a totally different app out there, especially with the sound feature. And a lot of people that come to the app, they get confused about how that works or how that can benefit them in growing their channel. So today in the studio, I have Sanya Shah, who's a 3-time founder. She was recently named in the Forbes 30 Under 30, a TEDx speaker. She's received numerous rewards and has been interviewed in top-tier publications. She has an MBA from Cornell University and an engineering degree from Boston University. But the reason why I have her on the show, which is so exciting, is she's currently one of the creators of the Trend Talk app. I'm really pumped to have you on and looking forward to learning everything you know about trending sounds and how that can help creators grow. So welcome to Biz Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to get into it and see how we can help the creators or anyone watching this and listening to this grow on TikTok.
Absolutely. There's a whole new aspect to social media because in the past, especially using sounds or songs, they used to be copyright shut down. A lot of people don't know how to incorporate that into their branding. That's one of the reasons why I do love TikTok is because of that feature alone. Before we go into more of those details, give me a little brief insight into you and your background to getting into the Trend Talk app.
I'm happy to share a little bit more about myself and our team as well. I actually come from a family of founders. My dad is a founder. My uncles are founders. My cousins are founders. They all came to this country and they decided to start their own businesses. And I was exposed to that from a really young age. Along with that, I studied engineering. I had an interest in artificial intelligence, machine learning. While I was even getting my MBA, I took a lot of machine learning classes, even though it was out of my curriculum. My first company called Pilota, an artificial intelligence company focused on the travel industry. Through that experience, it exposed us a lot to what it's like to put AI into practice. And then when the pandemic hit, obviously everything travel related sort of just paused. And with that, we also decided to step away from that company. And me and one of my co-founders from that company were just spending a lot of time on TikTok during the pandemic, just like everybody else was. And then we realized that there's not a lot of tools out there for creators on TikTok. And this platform is so incredible because unlike Instagram or any of the other platforms, you don't have to have a big following to make it big on TikTok. You can make one great video and you can start a whole career on TikTok. And we were like, I bet we could use our background in artificial intelligence and machine learning to create a really great product for creators. So after speaking to creators, we realized that trending sounds was something that was really important to performance of videos and to the platform itself. And that's how we decided to create Trend Talk, which uses our background in artificial intelligence and uses the feedback that we got from all of the hundreds of creators we spoke to create this tool for them.
That's so cool. I love that you were innovative in thinking, how can we help this out? Because it is true. There's not a ton of resources or help out there for creators to learn these things. You just have to learn as you go or maybe follow accounts that give these tips and tricks. I love the Trend Talk app in helping people be able to figure out what sound works best for them, for their content to help them grow. I said multiple times now, the sounds on TikTok is one of the biggest differentiators between apps. We see Reels following suit with adding sounds now. And a lot of people use them in their educational talking videos. They have them in slightly in the background. It just adds more benefits to your videos. Their sounds are really for anybody, even people who are listening to this right now. If you have a brand or business and you think, oh, I don't want to use trending sounds, well, they actually can be beneficial to you and being able to apply those in your background of your speaking to make it more fun and creative. I'd love to know, how did trending sounds help creators grow on TikTok?
There's a number of ways that they help. The first is one that you mentioned. Even if you're making a video where you're speaking or you're showing something, or for gamers, if you're showing your Twitch clips, using a trending sound and adding it to the background of your video and reducing the volume will help push that content out to more people, because TikTok then thinks that you're creating content that's going along with this trending sound and is then going to push that content out to people who are enjoying that trend. We've actually worked with creators to test out the product to see how their videos perform when they're not using our app and how their videos are performing when they do use our app to find trending sounds to add to their videos. And we found the performance is sometimes 3 times, 5 times, and even 10 times greater if you're using a trending sound in the background of your video. The second way using trending sounds helps is when you're a creator, you're supposed to be pushing out tons of content, and it's hard to come up with different content, and it's hard to find content that your audience is already responding to. By going in and finding trending sounds within your category or your location that people are already responding to, and being able to quickly browse, okay, what is this trending sound? What is the trend that goes along with it? And being able to recreate that kind of content or apply the trend to your niche allows you to easily and quickly create relevant content for your audience that you know is proven and that they'll respond to. And for connecting with your audience in better ways and finding trends that they're already responding to that you can hop on and put your own spin on.
Exactly. And like you said, it creates a new piece of content for your channel, because I think there's a lot of people coming to TikTok and listening to my show. They're just trying to figure out ideas of content, because sometimes you get stuck, you get lost, and you have no idea. There's also a lot of people who feel like they don't know how to use trends within their brand, but I think it's really cool because you can see what is trending through the sounds. And my biggest suggestion is look and see what people are doing with that trend. You can definitely change it to fit within any brand that you have or business or anything that you want to convey is so easily done. There were so many trends that involved music that were pointing to different texts. Those type of videos are great for brands or personal branding or anything to be able to convey your messages within those sounds. And it's true. Every time I've used a sound within a video appropriately, it's done way better than me just speaking and talking, because it gets seen more. People feel like it's more native to the app. That's what's important as well. Creating native feel videos, I feel, do best. So those are really great. Yeah, those are good key insights there. The Trend Talk app, we talk about sounds, and you said that you've done research and showing that using the sounds through the app has really helped creators grow. Is there any other ways that it helps creators grow as well? What are some features that are really beneficial for creators to know?
I think the real key feature that we offer is our AI predictions. Anyone can go in the TikTok app and they can go to the Discover page and they can see what are the top 10 sounds or 20 sounds that are trending on TikTok. By the time those sounds reach that page, it's already so oversaturated with so many videos that odds are that we'll scroll past it. Or you have to be a really big creator, really get that same attention on that trend as people were in the early days of that trend. What we do in our app is not only do we show you what are the trending sounds by locations, by categories, by top creators, what we do is we use our AI algorithms to show you how that trend is predicted to perform. We can show you these are trends that are going to rise. These are new trends that have appeared on the app this week that are going to go viral. Or on the flip side, here's a trend that's going viral but is going to fall this week. So if you're planning to create content this week, don't even bother using the sound because it's going down. People are not liking it as much. And we take in all different factors in that. So it's the type of trend that it is. It's the locations in which it's trending. Hashtags that are being used, it's the creators that are using them to show you how that trend is going to perform. And so for new creators, this is a really key feature because they can go in the app and find all of these sounds that are not coming up on their free page, that are not showing up on Discover, but are blowing up. They can really capture that virality that's going to happen with that trend. And when people search for it, they'll likely be in those videos that pop up.
That's so cool because, like you said, going to the Discover page on TikTok, those are the trends that are already on fire, that have been saturated, that the app is triggered to share and say, hey, look, a million people have used this and this is cool. It's like the ones you see constantly on your For You page, but the key to grow is to catch things early. And we've seen that with TikTok. People who have had the most success is because they've been early to something or they've been really a creator of it. A lot of people are looking, how do I be early? When TikTok is showing me the content that's already done, how do I get in there? I think that's really cool that you offer that through your app, is literally being able to see what is going to blow up and being able to be notified within that to be able to use that for your content. And it is true. How many people go to a sound on TikTok, click that little circle at the bottom, and then you're able to be seen and see who else has been using it, how other people are being creative. So if you're one of the early people to use it, when somebody sees that or hears that sound, now it's starting to blow up. They're going to go to that sound and be like, oh, how come I see these creators constantly creating early? Let me follow those accounts. I know personally, I have seen people grow because they have been early, because they're being able to be found a lot more, being recognized, their faces. You've seen that too, right? Creators that have been early to using a sound have been found a lot more by the audiences.
And if the trend goes viral and you are one of the first videos out there for that trend, you're going to get pushed out way more because TikTok is designed to show users the content that they're enjoying. And so if a trend is going viral, that means a lot of users are enjoying that content. And if you are one of the first ones to post a video, they're going to push your content out. And the more views you get, the more engagement you get, the more it's going to keep pushing out. It's really a feedback loop that gets started if you're one of those early people to hop on the trends.
I'm really excited to be able to use this for my own content because all of us that are listening, this is a great feature. Without you having to learn anything, you get to use this right off the bat and be ahead of the game. I've been using TikTok since it launched in August 2018. My family has been involved with it. And this is the first app that I have seen that has really been beneficial. I really like the fact that it shows you what trends are going down, because in the TikTok featured sounds, some of those sounds are ones that are not going to be performing well anymore. You might be using those because you go to their discoverability and be like, oh, I'm going to use these ones, but yet they're on the decline. And so it was a waste for your content to, you know, not be pushed as much. The algorithm senses that it's going down, so it's not going to be showing it. So how cool is that TrendTalk is able to help you not waste your time by using certain sounds?
It's actually funny because in the beta version of the product, we had that album for Falling Sounds. And then we took it off when we went live with the app. And we got so much feedback from our beta users being like, where is this album? I love this album. I feel like it's so helpful. And we were like, we didn't even think about it. We were like, why would people really care about the Falling Sounds? And then when they told us, this is why we care, we were like, oh, okay, that's great. We'll put it back on and you guys can check this out.
I know you are really good about giving advice here for new TikTokers transitioning to the platform, especially from other channels like Instagram. What are some advice that you could give to new creators coming to TikTok?
I think right now there's a lot of people who have big followings on YouTube and Instagram that are trying to get on TikTok and figure out the platform. I think the first thing is, if you have a big following, try to get your same username on TikTok. So hopefully a lot of your followers from those other platforms can easily find you on TikTok. The second is, I see a lot of people who always try to repurpose their content that they use on Instagram and YouTube, which I think is good. But at the same time, you need to take some time to understand TikTok, understand the culture of TikTok and the community that gets built. Because a lot of times people who just take their YouTube clips and then break them up into small TikToks, they just don't perform that well because it doesn't fit in with the culture of what people expect to see on TikTok. I would say you have to take the time to be a user and scroll through the For You page, spend a few hours checking out the app. And then when you're ready to post content, I think in the early days, posting trending content is really important. I think original content is obviously the most important thing on TikTok, but by posting trending content, you can reach your audience a lot better. TikTok will try to understand, based on your behavior, who is your target audience. And then when you do content that fits in with a trend, it's going to push out your content way more than if you're making an original video and you have a small following. It's only going to push your video out a little bit. But if you're following along with the trend, TikTok recognizes this, and then they start pushing out your video way more. By doing that, you can reach your audience a lot better on the platform. My advice would be, make sure your username matches with the usernames on your other platforms. Take the time to understand the platform. Then start to use trends to find your audience on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's hashtag advice. I think a lot of people fall into the trap of using those trending hashtags they see on the Discover page or hashtag FYP. Instead, use your hashtags to tell TikTok the people you want to reach in your video. Yes. If you're like a beauty TikToker, do you like hashtag makeup, hashtag eyeshadow, hashtag lipstick? And so that is essentially telling TikTok, this is what my video contains. Send it to people who like these hashtags. Using those small pieces that TikTok gives you to target your audience is really important in your early days.
Those are great insights there. One of the best insights that I could give that you shared as well. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I've been a creator for years. I know what I'm doing. And they just jump in. But it is true. You can scroll and you can find a content that just doesn't feel native to the app. And it just stands out. It really just stands out. And sometimes they get lucky. It just depends on within that content. Was it really good enough to catch people's attention? But you really do have to learn the culture. Like you said, that is so important. And it's one of the biggest things that I talk to so many people of saying, you have to learn the culture. And that's what's the hardest part, I feel like, for people 30 plus that have been so conditioned to feeling their content needs to be a little bit more professional. So using a sound, they feel a bit different, like, ooh, like, is this okay? Is this professional to use this? We're in a different world now. Digital media is more fun and creative. And I'm really excited that it's the time that we get to share our personalities. That's why businesses are doing so well that are just stepped into this new world of being able to be themselves. But back to the trends, if you want to use original content, still being able to use a sound in the background is great, but you're allowed to make more than one piece of content per day. So I would suggest experimenting, do a trend and then do a piece of original content. It's okay to do both in a day. TikTok moves so fast that you're not stuck with, oh, I only have a trend for this week. No, there's trends daily that are driving the app. This is a key insight that I learned from a creator, and her husband is a big executive over at ByteDance. Interesting enough about hashtags, if you go to the discoverability and you see that there's hashtags in place for certain campaigns, they show those a lot. And people feel like if I use that, that will help my content be seen. Apparently, and she said this is completely true, is within those hashtags that are like campaign driven, they have their own things that you need to follow. For instance, let's say it was a hashtag that is branded by Disney. They're going to have different things within that hashtag that are going to flag it to being appropriate or not. So it might be appropriate for TikTok, but let's say you're wearing no shirt and you're a fitness guy. It might get flagged and not get pushed or seen because in that hashtag it says, if you have no shirt, it's not going to get seen. So my suggestion is don't even use those unless you plan on being a part of what that hashtag says. And typically they do say it in their guidelines, like this is what we're looking for. But a lot of creators mess up and think that by using those, it helps, and it doesn't. The key is exactly what you said, is using the hashtags appropriately with who are you trying to target. And I've had creators in the past saying as well is, if you have a brand or business or your personal brand and you're trying to reach, let's say, Gen X community, who there is a ton of them on TikTok, by the way, a ton, you could use the hashtag like Gen X or Generation X or over 40, over 50, and to be able to target those people. And it works really well. I use TikTok over 30 club a lot just because I do try to find some new friends or some creators that I can find that are in my age bracket. so that I can communicate with them and hang out and be able to see their content as well, using the hashtags appropriately. And don't even use the FYP hash. That drives me crazy when people use that. Like, just don't. It's just a waste.
And by using those hashtags that don't apply to you, you're telling TikTok to essentially push out your content to this audience that you are not even trying to reach. And right? That audience probably isn't going to respond to your TikTok. And then your engagement stats go down and then your video doesn't perform well. So instead of having a positive effect, it actually has a negative effect if you don't use the right hashtags.
TikTok's like, oh, okay, these aren't performing well. I guess they're not making good content, but it could have been great. But it's just because you put it to the wrong audience.
Exactly.
Let's say you make dog videos and now you just sent it to the cat community and they're like, oh, heck no.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's silly. I know, but people feel like, oh, those are so popular. Maybe at one point on the app it worked, but it just doesn't. I'm pulling up the Trend Talk app right now. You can find it as well by going into any of your app stores and type Trend Talk, you'll find it. There's actually a personalized piece within the app for you. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Every creator obviously has their own niche and everybody's at a different stage. What we found by talking to creators was the trends that they try to use or the way that they perform or their activity on TikTok depends on their goals, their location, their category, etc. What we've done is we've created this onboarding process where we get to know the users. We ask them, where are you located? What are your goals on TikTok? Are you trying to grow? Do you have a big following and you're trying to keep that stable? Are you brand new to the platform, etc.? We ask them all different questions to get to know their account. And then what we do is we create this AI-generated album for them that has lists of trends that they can go through that are personalized for them. So for example, if I am a beauty creator who is based in South America and I am somebody who is trying to grow on the platform, I look very different from someone who's gaming, who is based in the US and has a ton of followers already. So basically, we take a look at the trends. We see which ones would best perform to you, which ones are performing well in your category, in your location. And if you're a newer creator, we try to suggest some of those early trends versus if you're a big creator, we'll suggest trends that are already starting to perform well so that you already have a big following, but it'll probably perform well. We try to get to know you and push out trends to you that are going to fit with your platform and your account. If you're going to create content, you don't have to spend hours on the For You page trying to figure out what's hot right now. Instead, we'll tell you and you can just browse through those trends and figure out which ones you'd like to use in your content.
It's really awesome. And the easy thing is too, like if you're a very analytical person, which there's a lot of us out there who are really love to study TikTok and all these things, when you go to that personalized For You page and you can click one of the sounds, it's so cool because it gives you so much more data as far as where is it in the graph? Is it still trending? Is it going up? What I thought was really fun is you can see on the map, it gives you a display of the world and it shows you in green where it's trending in the world. I would love to know this. This is actually a question I have is, for instance, if I saw a sound that was more popular, let's say in the UK, it was really dominating there. Have you found people who, let's say they want to target more UK creators or they're trying to reach that area? Have you found that if people who have used that sound, even if they're in North America, have they been able to be found more by UK people?
Absolutely. There's a lot of trends that we don't even see on the US TikTok that are like at the top of the charts. We do this TikTok every week on our account where we show the top 10 sounds. And it's really funny because sometimes the trend that's number one will be like number one in Asia and nobody in the US has ever heard of it. And all of the comments are always like, never heard of this, never seen this. How can this be number one? But they are so hot in whatever country they're trending in and people love it. And so if you're in the US and you hop on it, TikTok is probably going to push you out to the people wherever they're localized. And so what we tell people is go into your analytics and see what countries your followers are from, because maybe there's a chance that you're really popular in Europe or in South America. Then you can also start creating content to reach those followers that you have. And you can look at what trends are popular in those locations, include them in your content to make your followers feel like they're part of your community.
That is so cool. That is definitely something you cannot get within the app at all. So like, for instance, my wife actually has a really big Malaysian community. She has no idea why, but I thought this would be a really cool idea. Her content is mom, kids, but for some reason it's been pushed there. And now she has a really big, strong community there that love her. But how cool would it be to find what videos or sounds are really popular there that she could be a part of that community now that follows her is like, oh my gosh, that's so cool that you are a part of this. I think it's really cool. And there's a lot of people from other countries. And I have quite a few audiences that are not from North America listening to my show who are trying to target North American people. There's some people, let's say, that are UK-based that want to reach more US-based people. They can go in here and see what is trending only in the US and be able to use those sounds to be able to be discovered more within there. And vice versa, it just shows you on the app, you can scroll through to all the different places like UK, France, Africa, in Asia, Europe. Plus, it's really fun for me. I was going through and seeing what is trending in these other countries because it's different. And sometimes there's a similarity. Sometimes there's that global song that is just so popular amongst the whole world, which is cool to see as well. I know Sugar Rush was a popular.
Yeah, that was crazy.
A popular one amongst globally in the world there. You also have categories down here on the bottom that are beauty gurus, comedy, pets, dance. What are those categories? How do those work?
Well, obviously, a lot of people have their niches on TikTok, and the trends that you see within those niches is very different. If you're someone who's really into books, and a lot of the content you see is like book TikTok, versus if you're a gamer and most of the videos you're seeing are like gaming clips, the trends that you see are very different, and the trends that you would want to participate in are different. What we've done is we've created specific albums for all of those niches, and we have so many now. We have, like you said, comedy, we have pets, we have YouTubers, we have gaming. We have mental health, we have spirituality, and we even have a button where you can request an album. We get requests every week for new albums to get added. And so that way, creators in those categories can go in and see what's trending within their niche and then participate in those niche-specific trends. And a lot of times, there is a lot of overlap with what's global. Like, for example, Sugar Crash was like amongst everything. But then there are really specific ones to that specific niche that people can hop in on, and they can make sure that they're targeting their audience well.
I think I said Sugar Rush too when I said the song. It meant Sugar Crash.
Sugar Crash, yeah.
My wife actually hates that song now because it was just everywhere. You know what I mean? Sometimes you love a song and you don't mind it, but it is true. On TikTok, you'll just be bombarded with these global popular trending sounds. This is a great opportunity for if you're new to TikTok and you're a small business, because I see this right here on this category. I'm a small business. Let's see what people in the small business world are doing and seeing what are the top trending sounds for that particular category. Now you can go through and see what are people doing within their small business within these sounds that maybe I could be doing today. So this is really, really important for people to come up with content ideas, because that's where a lot of people struggle as well. For one, they're like, how do I make native content? For two, where do I even start? So this is a great opportunity for those who are looking to join TikTok or getting on there now and they're ready to start making content, how to start and do that. So that's really exciting. TrendTalk is something that you should definitely be going to the App Store, downloading it, and being able to use it for your content creation, even to grow your personal brand or business. It is something you need within your TikTok world. Speaking of TikTok communities and world, I'd love to know personally, this is just something I like to ask all my guests because it's very interesting and it creates a new insight for people listening about the guests they have on. Is obviously, I know you use TikTok. I see you on the TrendTalk page over on TikTok as well within the videos. But personally, what is found on your For You page?
On my personal accounts For You page that probably a lot of other people don't see is I get a lot of TikToks about being Indian American in the US. And so a lot of inside jokes, a lot of things that people who weren't Indian American in the US wouldn't get. And it's really cool because I grew up in New Hampshire where there's not a lot of Indians when I was growing up. And so I never had that. I think it's so cool for kids who are probably in like high school or college who are located in those areas where they don't have a big community of Indian Americans, mm-hmm. to be able to connect and see that the experiences that they're having, other people are having, and how they're feeling inside, other people are feeling. That's the content that shows up on my page a lot that I love to see. And I think is also really powerful. And even though it can be funny sometimes, I'm sure that it makes a lot of people feel a lot more comfortable and mm-hmm. feel like their emotions and what they're feeling is normal, which I think is awesome.
That's one of the number one things that I love about TikTok is there are so many talks. Like people say like food talk, this talk, like, and it can be so specific, like what you just mentioned. And that's what other platforms failed to do is create that for you page feel. They had things that you were interested in, but they didn't really dive in too much. The other algorithms drew in your followers and who you were following in a mix. Like, if you liked these people, it would give you a little bit of what they liked. It would be a mix of things. And at the end of the day, you're like, I like them, but I don't really care what their interests are. I only want to know what mine is. So TikTok was so smart in saying the user, we're only going to give them things that they're interested in. It doesn't matter who they're following. We're just going to give them the exact content. But that's why it's so powerful to grow your personal brand, is because it's going to push your content to those who actually want to see it, which is so important. But I do love, like you said, you can find these communities of tight niche communities that you're able to have conversations with. And I'm sure you have now made new friends through those communities. I'm sure you've reached out and connected. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it's so cool that unlike Instagram, the people whose videos you're seeing are just normal people. They're not usually full-time influencers, or they do this mm-hmm. on the side, or they just have fun with it, really. And a lot of times they'll respond to you. A lot of times, like, you can have a dialogue that started. You can follow each other on Instagram. And that's what I love about the platform, is it feels very real. And it feels like you're just yeah. chatting with normal people.
Exactly. I've made so many friends and creators through the app, because people, exactly like you said, people just feel more human when they come here. It's a place where they're able to be themselves and authentically be able to communicate, where, yeah, a lot of times on Instagram, you have these personas of people who look like these high fashion influencers that you feel almost intimidated by. But on TikTok, you feel like, wow, these are real people, because you get to see all sorts of things that they're doing. And it makes you feel like that they're actually equal to you, which I love so much.
Exactly.
Yeah. And lastly, I love to know too, personally, who are some of your favorite creators on the app?
I think my favorite creator, I have two favorite creators. The first is Rod. I don't know if you've seen his content, but it's about work anxiety and being a millennial at work and being a millennial on TikTok. And it's so funny because it again takes those feelings that you felt like you alone were feeling and normalizes them. And so his content is so funny. It's always about work stress or how I feel on a Friday at 5 p.m. And it's always so accurate. And I love his content. Then I also love It's Me Tinks. She is an influencer, makes it feel like she's a very real influencer. She freaks out when celebrities will send her gifts. She's always having open dialogue with her followers. She makes influencers feel very normal and feel like it's, mm-hmm. she's just one of us. And I love that because it gives you that behind the scenes of what it's really like to be an influencer and what yes. they're really thinking and what's really going through their head. And so I love following both of them because they're hilarious and they're also just make everything feel so normal and so real.
I'm going to check them out because I don't think I've seen either one of those. You could scroll for days and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of creators that you may have never seen. And then you go to their account and you're like, how did I not see them? Because they might be really popular or they're making such great content that you never saw. So it's like an endless world of finding all sorts of people. There are certain creators that do have a big following, but they feel like you're still one of them. They're not any better than you. They get to just show you all the insights to what it really looks like. Because some of these other influencers out make themselves appear like they're these big stars and nobody can touch them. But I personally live with one. My daughter has 2.3 million followers and I get to see what it really is like. These kids sometimes, like, she can't go anywhere without being noticed, especially in our community. Some people have cried to meet her and I just want to tell them she's like you. She gets excited too. If she saw creators who she admires, she'd feel the same way. They're human beings. sometimes I seem nervous and I'll go talk to them and say, look, just go up there and she's just fine. She's just a normal person too. Just say hello. She'll say hello back.
But that's so funny.
It's funny. She tries to showcase that too when she meets people and in her stories, and she really talks with her fans. She'll even invite fans to come play with her. So she'll say, hey, I'm picking 4 fans today to come play Fortnite with me. And people love that because it's like in the past, you feel like you couldn't be able to reach those people. And now, especially TikTok creators are so much more embracing to their communities and saying, come hang out. We're just normal people.
Yeah,
I love to ask my guests this because it helps me be able to see new creators and be able to see the new content that they're seeing and give me a little bit more of a connection with you to see who is it that you're enjoying that maybe I can enjoy now too. Because I found so many creators that I've had on my show, I've been able to see the content that they like and been able to resonate with it as well. I appreciate your time today talking to us all about the Trend Talk app and how it can help you grow as a creator and be able to take your channel to the next level. It's been awesome. This show has been so informative, and I know it's going to be such a great podcast episode for those that are listening to be able to take their TikTok now to the next level.
I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun being here. And if there's any other questions I can answer for anyone, you can always shoot us a DM on the Trend Talk app because it's me there answering all your questions.
And you can be found on TikTok, Instagram. Where else can you be found?
Yeah, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we started a YouTube channel trying out YouTube Shorts. So you can check us out there.
Sweet. Anybody who's listening right now, go to the description of the show. You will find a link to this episode that's going to have this video. It's going to have the podcast. It's also going to have all the links to be able to go to the Trend Talk app, but also be able to reach out on any of the socials. If you do have questions, you can reach out over there and be able to get them answered. You can also message me if you have any questions. And be sure, if you're listening to this right now, to help me out and do me a huge favor, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help my channel grow so we can reach more people as a community and help them be able to take their TikTok to the next level. Sanya, okay. I appreciate you taking the time today to being on the podcast, and I'm really excited to continue to use Trend Talk and help people learn all about it.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome being here.
Love this episode of Biz Talk? Let us know with a review. Also, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Follow us on TikTok at Biz Talker. Don't just be a TikToker, but become the next Biz Talker.